Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. And I am your host, Honey. And together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, I am encouraged today because I've seen God do the impossible. Anything that you're believing for, believe me when I say, God can do the impossible. There have been things that I prayed for years ago that are coming to pass in the present. And all of this is happening because I prayed. If you're on the other side of this and like, man, nothing is going the way that I want it to go, have you tried prayer? And for you, you know, that may be a non-believer and you're like, no, that doesn't sound like something I would like to try. You know, the things that you're doing in the present, you didn't start off doing those things. You try something different. I'm going to tell you, give prayer a try. And allow something to happen, because I know that something will happen. Our Creator just didn't create us just to allow us to wander aimlessly on His earth. God creates with intentionality. And so with that in mind, go ahead and partner with God's agenda of praying so there can be a cause and an effect. Because something caused you to pray, and God is going to make sure there'll be an effect of prayer on your life. But if you close out prayer from your life, then how will you be heard? Some of us don't even give others access to our private thoughts. You need to bring someone into those sacred meetings where you ruminate on negative thoughts. Just newsflash, there is no way out of a cycle of negativity. Because if there were one, you would be delivered from overthinking, anxiety, and depression. I'm so sorry to tell you, to be the one that's going to have to tell you that the only way out of depression is God. The only way out of anxiety is God. The only way out of overthinking is God. And I don't say that because I value Him, I honor Him, that because I'm submitted to Him. Is because I've read enough of His word that I can tell you that the King is such a gentleman. He is not going to remove anything from your life without a war cry. Because when you don't cry out to God, you're telling Him, this suffering, I want to keep it. I want to be my own little mini God and just handle this thing, you know, on my own. Good luck with that. I'm telling you what I've done in my 30 plus years of living, what has saved my life, what has saved me time, is stop pretending like I need to be in control of everything. And I just said a prayer like, God, help my unbelief. I don't believe in you like other people believe in you, but just help my unbelief. Help me to see you in a way that I'm able to create a healthy response in my mind and heart, that I'm able to move around fear. Help me to have a healthy fear of you. a fear to not disrespect you, a fear not to, you know, to not dishonor you. Because I can tell you that people believe in prayer, because when they're around a prayer warrior such as myself, they ask me to pray for their loved ones. I'm like, have you prayed for your loved one? Well, you know, you're so great at prayer. I'm like, but you think God don't hear you because you don't communicate with him often? God is not petty. He's not selfish. He's selfless. Even when you don't worship God, he still gives you breath. He's not going to take you before your time. That's one thing I love about him. Everyone's going to have an opportunity to choose him. And if you don't choose him, at the end of all of this, at the end of your lifespan, you're going to be in agreement with yourself that you had a choice to choose him or not. I think that's a pretty honorable king, that he's not a tyrant. He'll allow you to make that decision for you, yourself and your household, whom you'll serve. Which master will you choose? But if you believe in your master, why hasn't your master or your God healed you? What's stopping your master or the little g God from taking away your pain? I'm telling you, when we start sitting back and just say, hey, have I really challenged my way of thinking on this religion thing? Or am I just pulling from what other people have told me about God and the Bible, and I'm not serving him because I think that if I serve him, that means that I'm for people being kidnapped, I'm for people being enslaved, I'm for people being abused, I'm for whatever you could think of, war. That doesn't mean that you're for those things. It means that you're going to stand against those things and pray into those areas where man is weak, where men are weak and they need to be made strong. That's why we pray. We pray for something to happen. So this episode is about praying without ceasing. And so I want to give some examples of why I pray. So my prayer life kicked off when I had this encounter with God. And I'm like, hold up. How can you be an invisible God talking to me? Like, how can I have this conversation with you? Whereas my thoughts flashing back in my mind, but I'm having a one-sided conversation where I'm hearing and receiving. And then I'm pausing to rest in that information. There is no one else on this planet Earth that can make me listen to them. If I don't want to listen, I can refuse the information that's coming toward me by turning a deaf ear to the noise. But there's something different about God communicating something to you. You're not able to shut off the voice of the Lord. And for those of you that say, yes, you can, okay, then when you hear those convictions of saying, don't do that, you need to go home, this is not safe, were you able to shut that voice off? No. Now, you were able to silence that noise by medicating yourself with something, but you still heard it. You still heard that warning, and it's only telling you to cover yourself in prayer. Some of you call it your intuition, but it's just God traveling ahead of you and saying, this is unsafe for you. So when I prayed without ceasing, I found that I get exactly what I pray for as long as it's within the will of God for me. So, for example, in my last episode, I talked about single mothers. I have been sustained as a mother, as a qualified mother to raise my children. I don't know men that could stand to raise their children alone. I've seen men, grown men buckle in this season. In fact, there are grown men without children that try to pursue honey who are not responsible. And their only responsibility is to take care of themselves. So a lot of people couldn't handle the pressure, the weight, the blessings of having two children to raise on your own. But I was able to make it through all of the adversities because I pray. I've been able to grow into different versions of woman because in prayer, I sought God, and in seeking God the Father, in living in right standing with God, I've been able to inherit my heart's desires, the things I've asked for. So there is nothing I can't have. Like just on yesterday, I was participating in like a 21 days of prayer. And I would go from the hour of 6 to 7, and I've met some strong believers in faith at that place. But I didn't know that at that place, God was preparing me for an answered prayer. I was going to pray, but I did not know that God was going to answer a prayer as I was praying to him, different prayers. I have been praying a prayer for God to send me a friend that loves God in the way that I love God. So I can see my reflection when other people see me. I don't want to be the only faith woman in my circle. And it's okay for people to be faithless and godless if they choose. But when you are around people and you are the salt and the light for the people that's walking in darkness, the best thing you can have before you is someone that matches your reflection. So I pray for that. And I didn't know when God would answer the prayer because I'm around people that say that they are Christians, but they are afraid to let go and let God. So I don't know what that means. I don't know how you can say you're in sonship with Christ, but you still control everything. But there are some people that identify with the saying that they are Christians, but they refuse to accept God's will. So I asked God, listen, send me someone that's on fire. Send me someone that's rejoicing. Send me someone that's thankful. Send me someone that exhibit the fruit of the Spirit. Guys, the entire time I'm going to this 21 days of prayer, the days that I can't go, where my schedule permits, I'm talking to this woman. And we're making good connections. And I'm like, well, I'm new to the place. So I'm not thinking that something can come of it. And I took my kids after the prayer, the hour of prayer. And they have a youth gathering. And the mothers are allowed to come in and sit at a different table while they go out to eat and things like that. And I'm able to connect with that one of the women that was there, and we begin to connect. And she's now a single mother. And we were able to connect on that because her marriage dissolved unexpectedly. And it was such a beautiful thing to see us have so much gratitude for God making a way out of no way for us to make this connection. Our children were so excited for us because they came to us and said, listen, we knew that y'all were going to be friends by looking at the body language. So when you think about prayer, prayer is a language that goes to God the Father to say, hey, I need this desirable thing so I can believe in you again and again. So as God is putting you in a place to believe, make sure he's receiving your ask so that he can give you the desires of your heart. Now, as you're loaning the ask to God in prayer, know that God may not respond and give you the things that you request immediately with a sense of urgency, but know that God is moving expeditiously on your behalf. He's searching all over to see who's the right candidate to be your surgeon, to be your husband, and to be your wife, and to be your friend. Be patient, my friends, as you're praying, because God is always ready to be your answered prayer. So I am so grateful to be talking about prayer without ceasing because I live this out, and I pray that you will join me so God can show you exactly who he is. So thank you for tuning in. And in closing, I like to close in a freestyle. Father God, it's been a while since I was able to get off my last freestyle, but this is not a wild style battle in my mind where I have to scramble to find words for you. My words are like trees for you. My trees are trees of life. All of my thoughts are becoming a forest. I'm planted and rooted in your ask, in your desires for your queen, Lady Honey. May I remain rooted and steadfast in prayer so that I can tell all of your children how you have met my expectations time and time again. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here with me to allow me to deliver yet another exceptional episode. And to you, the listener, thank you for tuning in. I pray that y'all will be blessed as you go forward. And as always, stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.